All right, kicking off this week's set with a little Caroline Polachek. My name is Julia, and as always, you're listening to Hot Tub Tapes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And it's gorgeous outside today. It's sunny, 45 degrees, and I feel like after last week, if you were here last week, we did a cute little memorial show for my grandma, but it was kind of a bummer. So I feel like this week we really need some upbeat music. We need some good vibes, and no one does that better than Caroline Polachek, and she is one of my favorite female pop stars at the moment. I've loved her for a long, long time, and she just released her brand new album, Desire I Want to Turn Into You, on Valentine's Day of this year, and I've been listening to it nonstop. It's amazing, and the track I played from that album is called I Believe. I apologize for my voice. I've been a little under the weather, a little sick, and I sound like very squeaky, so my apologies, but we'll keep it moving. And Caroline Polachek would not be Caroline Polachek without her first band that she was a part of. Anyone have a guess? I'm not going to hold for an answer, but it was Chairlift. Caroline Polachek was a part of Chairlift, a indie band back in the early 2010s, and then she kind of went off and did her own thing. So the next song I'm going to play is a Chairlift song, and I want you to see if you can notice her voice in there, see the similarities, maybe the differences in how she's evolved as an artist since her time with Chairlift. The track I'm going to play is called Moth to the Flame. We'll follow that up with a little bit of Tove Lo, and we're going to keep it dancey, keep it upbeat on this Monday gorgeous, gorgeous afternoon in Boston. Without further ado, this is Chairlift. All right, that was not the song that was supposed to play next, but was a welcome surprise nonetheless. That was Everything is Embarrassing by Sky Ferreira, a classic from 2012. And Sky Ferreira is a queer icon, 2010s pop artist, and she hasn't released new music since 2013. And she's kind of been teasing a new album for a while. And I just read an article about her in Rolling Stone about how her music has been delayed and that people are calling her difficult. And I think that kind of speaks to the overall, I want to say, distaste maybe with the label system and how it's so hard for artists to release music at a timeline that works for them, and labels want so much of artists and want to control when music is released, if it's released at all. And artists like Sky Ferreira are really impacted like that. So I hope there's new music from her soon, but I wouldn't count on it. So next up, actually, this time is going to be a Tove Lo song. My roommate Elizabeth, this one is, I always shout her out when I play Tove Lo because she loves her so much. But she just came out with a brand new album by the name of Dirt Femme. And then she released this single, Borderline, after the release of her album. So I'm hoping it makes it into a deluxe version. But just such a fun artist, such a sexy artist. And I would love to see Tove Lo live. I would love to see all of these artists live, especially Caroline Polachek. She's coming to Roadrunner in the spring. Tickets are, as I would expect, totally sold out. So I'm hoping I can squeeze one last Melisma press card out of that show. It's the show I want to see the most out of the whole spring season. So really hope I get to go see that one. Got some other exciting shows coming up. Might see Inhaler in March, right before I go on spring break. Got a couple more on the radar and some fun festivals this summer. So things are heating up. I know winter's not the best time for shows, but I think as we get into spring and summer, people are dropping tours left and right, and I'm excited to get back out there. And without further ado, this is Borderline by Tove Lo.
You to the edge as long as you say you're mine. Borderline. A bit of rain, a bit of thunder.
All right, that was Bit of Rain by Empress Of off her 2020 album. I'm your Empress Of. The phone is ringing. Uh-oh. We're just going to ignore that. Shh. Empress Of is one of my favorites. I've loved her long, long, long time. She has a brand new EP out called Save Me. Played almost all those tracks on my show before. Great collab with producer Jimmy Stack in there, who I love. So she makes bangers. She's so cool. Someone I would love to see. I kind of want to put together, like, my dream music festival would be, like, a female pop artist festival headlined by, like, Charlie and Christina and the Queens and Caroline. And maybe throw some Dua Lipa in there and Empress Of and Skyfield. Just, it would be so good. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to workshop that idea. We'll come back to you. Maybe we'll get someone to produce it. Maybe it'll happen one day. Who knows? But I feel like I have way too many ideas for all the music festivals that would be amazing. And I think I just need to do them one day. I need to make it happen. And while I've been playing music on the show, I've been taking a look at our new sheet of paper in the studio, Guilty Pleasure Anthem. And I agree that nothing is really a guilty pleasure. I'm the first to admit that I listen to a lot of what people would consider bad music, and I don't think you should feel guilty about anything, because your music taste is yours, and you can listen to whatever you want. But there is a Caroline Polachek on here, Fly to You, the one with Grimes and Dido as features on her brand new album, so that's a great song. I, of course, wrote Like a G6 on here, my guilty pleasure anthem. And I didn't write my name on it, but one of my friends took a picture and was like, you wrote this. And I was like, yeah, of course I did. Yikes. But I will admit that my current huge, huge, huge guilty pleasure right now is the brand new Morgan Wallen album, Country Star. It is 38 songs on it, and none of them are skips. It's a perfect album. I've been listening to it nonstop, and it took all of my willpower not to just hit shuffle and play that on my show today. But I thought, maybe the listeners wouldn't like that, but I would do disgusting things to go see Morgan Wallen in concert. He's got a summer tour going. Every show is sold out. All resale is like $200-$300, so I'm not going to do it. But if anyone has a spare Morgan Wallen ticket lying around for any of the dates, I will happily fly and go see that show. I would die to see him, and he's just so sexy too. That's another thing. He's so good. It's so good. All right, I'm going to shut up about Morgan Wallen, and we're going to keep moving on. Brand new track by Shy Girl with a feature from Tinashe. This is Heaven. This track was released on her new album, Nymph, and she just re-released it with this feature on it, and it's so good. And you know I love Shy Girl. You know I've played a ton of Shy Girl on my show, so I had to play it. We're going to follow that up with, of course, the queen herself, Charlie XCX. So this is called Heaven by Shy Girl.
Boy, you're heaven. Won't you let me in? Please ignore all the things I did. If loving you's a sin, I just wanna make it up to you. Never leave your side. Please ignore all the things I did. I'm here for more than the ride. Don't be jealous when I give in too soon. It's the way that you look at me that makes me fall for you. I just wanna give it up to you. I need to love you right. It's the way that you look at me, the only one that I like. Is it?
supposed to feel this way? I'm such a hypocrite. I always frown on love. It's giving me a tummy ache. Make me fly away. Front how much you're breaking my phone. Mad when you do and sad when you don't. Sure, all you're taking my code.
All right, that was Yuck by Charli XCX. One of my favorite songs off her brand new album, Crash, which, actually a year old. Oh, that's crazy. Crash came out when I was abroad in Copenhagen, and it was like everything I needed at that exact moment in time. And you know when an album is so tied to a period of life, and every time you listen to it, you think of that period of your life. That's what Crash did for me. And I just, every time I listen to it, I think of running through the woods in Copenhagen, listening to that album, or going on a plane somewhere and playing that the whole plane ride. It's just such a good album. It's my album of the year. She's my artist of the year. I'm sure she will be my artist of the year again. No one does it like Charli. I love her so much. And I would talk about her for forever and all the things that she's done for pop music and all the ways she is so subversive, yet totally playing into pop music stereotypes in a way that's so unique and so her. And she's playing at Coachella this year, and someone I love very much is going to Coachella, and they have promised me that they will videotape her set. And if they don't, that's it. That's it. I'm done. And before that, you heard Heaven by Shy Girl and Tinashe. We're going to keep it moving. I originally had planned to play a different Kylo Kish song, but because it's so nice out today, there's no other option but to play Nice Out by Kylo Kish. And we're going to follow it up with the father of hyperpop. There would be no Charli, there would be no Caroline, there would be none of this without A.G. Cook. So we'll follow it up with an A.G. Cook song. And I just want to say my gorgeous, gorgeous friend, Maddie Yost, she's listening to my show right now. And she texted me, yuck is art. And I agree, yuck is art. I hope you keep that with you for the rest of your day. Yuck is art. And without further ado, this is Nice Out by Kylo Kish.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, are we having fun yet? That was such a fun song, and you cannot dance to that. It's just impossible not to, and so much fun. I love A.G. Cook a lot. That's from PC Music Volume 1. He has his own record label, PC Music, and I've been spending a lot of time in our on-campus cafe, often with my beautiful friend Maddie Yost, called The Sink, and there's one barista who plays like exclusively A.G. Cook and hyperpop, which I love when I'm in the radio station or like at the club, but like maybe not when I'm writing an essay. But it's always so jarring because it's just so fast and the beats are so intense and I'm like trying to write my essay and I'm listening to that. But it's great. And next up, kind of in the same vein, brand new Two Shell EP, Lil Spirits, just came out. If you know me, you know I love Two Shell. They're such an interesting UK electronic dance music duo. They're super mysterious, and they've never really played a live show or done an interview. They've done, like, one interview ever. And it's really interesting because they want to kind of refocus electronic music on the music itself, because I think in a lot of dance music cultures and circles, it's all about the clout and the name of the DJ and not really about the music. And I heard somewhere that they were doing a boiler room set at Primavera Sound in Barcelona, and they sent two people with masks to pretend to be them and played a pre-recorded set instead of actually performing, which is so baller. And I love that so much. I love all those little tricks. So funny. And this is my favorite new song on the EP. It's called Love Him. And put on your seatbelt. This is about to get a little crazy. It's going to get a little insane, but it's going to be so much fun. And we're going to follow that up with some Muramasa, another one of my favorite electronic artists. And that will chill us out a little more. So I'm going to blow your brains out a little bit. And then we'll chill it out. So this is Love Him by Two Shell.
Another day goes by. We don't wanna feel alone tonight. other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Wow, what a PSA. What a PSA. I found a section in our database called Vintage PSAs, and I wanted to try one out, and that was the Vintage Heroin PSA. And you can tell that it's vintage, because I'm not sure if we would do PSAs about heroin in 2023, but, you know, always good to know. So that was Live Like We're Dancing by Miramasa and Georgia. Such a fun, bouncy little track. I will admit, I do not love the new Miramasa album, and it's such a disappointment because I'm such a fan, like one of the biggest fans ever. And I've just loved him since the beginning of his career. It's kind of a shame, but this song slaps for sure. Before that, I played Love Him by Touchelle. I hope you got through that with your head still on your shoulders. But it's just so fun, and maybe it makes me want to... Nope, not going to say that. That's not going to say that on air. Never mind. Moving on. We've got so much more to play and not a lot of time. And next up is an artist I discovered because another artist I love, Grace Ives, she just released her album, Janky Star. Great album. But she did a video for Pitchfork where she talked about new up-and-coming artists she was excited about. And this artist, Lucy, in quotes, Cooper B. Handy, was one of the artists she was really excited about, and I'm such a fan, and the track is called Radiation. And after that, we're going to follow it up with some more new music, the brand new 100 Gex single, Hollywood Baby, and that one's a little crazy too. So keep your shoes on tight, your seatbelt fastened. This is Radiation by Lucy.
All fact, no fiction. I live with addiction. Guess so relatable. You think this song is about you, don't you? Wanna track no friction, expand my addiction. Feel relatable. You think this song is about you, don't you? You think this song is about you, don't you? Patience, radiation, started on page one. This song is about you, don't you? I don't mind, I feel it all the time. I find it fine, we spill the blood and you spill the wine. Now I bet you think this song is about you.
Did you get the payment? We had an arrangement. We don't want to watch the news, we just read statements. Yeah. Do you want to party in the room or me? Are you gonna back that shit up when it all comes? Do you want to party in the room or me? Are you gonna back that shit up when it all comes tumbling down? Don't pitch your fat, no one gives a shit. Better off if you just get over it. I go crazy. Tiny Hollywood baby, brand new Mercedes. I'm empty crazy.
baby. You'll never make it in Hollywood, baby. You'll never make it in Hollywood.
All right, that was Hollywood Baby by 100 Gex, brand new single, and I cannot wait for their new album to come out very, very soon in the spring, entitled 10,000 Gex. Kind of funny because their name as a band is 100 Gex. Their first album in 2019 was 1,000 Gex, and their new album is 10,000 Gex, so kind of clever, kind of fun. And they're also playing in Boston in the spring, and that is a show I think I will die if I go to. So I think I'm going to pass on that one for my life, but it would be so fun, like so fun to mosh to that song. And I think the guitars in both that song and the song before, Radiation by Lucy, go together really, really well and just are so much fun. And I think we only have one more song left. Only time for one more. But this has been such a fun set. Super high energy. I feel like fits the gorgeous weather we're having outside. And I'll be back next Monday. So keep tuning in. My name is Julia, and you've been listening to Hot Tub Tapes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we're going to close it out with a brand new Gorillaz track off their brand new album, Cracker Island. And this is an album that has a ton of features on it. Thundercat, Stevie Nicks, Tame Impala, Beck. It's kind of insane. But I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it yet. I really feel like the more stuff Gorillaz puts out, the lesser in quality it's become, and that they're kind of relying a little too much on the features. But it's Gorillaz, and I love Gorillaz, and you can't not love Gorillaz. And the track I'm going to play, I think it's so funny, has a feature from Bad Bunny on it. And they kind of go together really, really well. And it's just fun to see Bad Bunny's voice in that kind of setting. So I thought it would be a fun one to close out the show with. And without further ado, this is Tormenta by Gorillaz and Bad Bunny off of Cracker Island. I'll see you next week.
The sun in his drawers. Y aprovechame hoy, que mañana me voy. Y no sé cuándo vuelvo, si en tus ojos me pierdo. Y aprovechame hoy, que mañana me voy. Y no sé cuándo vuelvo, si en tus ojos me pierdo.
Y yo no quiero ver el mundo arder, ver algo tan bonito, no se puede perder. El reloj no quiere morder, pero en tus brazos me voy a esconder. Ey, pa' que no me encuentren. Todo el mundo siempre está pendiente, pero no saben lo que se siente. Cruza conmigo antes que se rompa el puente, y que se jode el resto. ¿Quién dice lo que está correcto? Si
Si el amor nunca ha sido perfecto, ojalá sea por siempre este momento. Pero si no, aprovechamos.
Something is
Oh, hi. Do you know what this is the sound of? It's the sound of me getting rewarded for doing my part to prevent wildfires. See, right now I'm getting a big, remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. And now we're shaking. Okay. First, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. Hey, Smokey, let me down for just a second. I need to make sure everyone can hear this. There we go. Then, when we were packing up to leave, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, and then made sure to feel it if it was cold. Oh, Smokey Bear really loves it when you do that, don't you, Smokey? Oh, he lets his hugs do the talking. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Ignites a fuse to my patience. Whatever you do is gonna be wrong. There's no time to interrupt the detonation. Be good to me before you're gone. When I met you, I was fine with my nothing. I grew with you and now I've changed. What I've become is something I can't be without your loving. Be good to me, it isn't a game. Now let me see, it's you and me. Forgive, good God. How do you suppose